Hello, folks, and welcome to the school virtual tour. We're touring the state of Michigan, looking at Adventist Christian schools and seeing what they're doing for their congregation and for their community as a whole. We've already been to Northern Michigan, to Grayling, to a one-room school, one-room teacher. And then we moved down to Cedar Lake, which is in the middle of the state, still in a rural setting, but it has two classrooms, a wonderful gymnasium. And we've been to Oakwood, see their program there, a multi-grade classrooms. And now we're here at Metro in Plymouth, Michigan. And I'm here with the principal, Jill Simons. Welcome, Jill.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for this opportunity.
We're looking forward to learning about your school. Would you have a word of prayer for us?
Oh, sure. Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for this opportunity to share your school today. Please be with us on our virtual tour. May it be a blessing, and may kids come here and realize that they are preparing their lives for Christian service. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Jill, thank you for that prayer. Mm-hmm. You mentioned about Christian service. What
yes.
is the objective of your school? What are you trying to accomplish with the students by the time they graduate?
Well, we have our mission statement right here lobby. So this will tell us exactly what our school is about. Metropolitan Junior Academy exists to nurture in our students a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and to educate them for a life of unselfish service.
That word, unselfish service.
Yes.
What a wonderful thought.
Yes.
And a relationship with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about this school in general? First of all, we're on a virtual tour, and so our listeners are almost like they're blindfolded, and then they don't also open up your eyes, and here's the Metro Junior Academy, and they have no idea where Metro is.
Good question. We are actually very close to three suburb cities right here.
The greater Detroit area.
In the greater Detroit area.
In southeast Michigan.
Yes, we are off of Hagerty Road. I live a mile and a half away in Livonia. The school's in Plymouth, but we get Northville police and fire. So we're right here. We're very close to Plymouth, Northville, Michigan, and Livonia, Michigan. And we service not only kids from this area, but we have kids who are coming from Detroit itself, in downtown Detroit.
Really?
Even. We have kids who come from as far away as Howell, Michigan, and they commute almost an hour every day to get to school. So we have kids really that come from all over the area.
You know, there's a word that I've heard before is commitment.
Yes.
Commitment to Christian education. Those parents and those guardians who bring their kids from an hour away.
Yes.
That means it's like 1 hour here.
Yes.
And 1 hour back. And some of those parents may have to make that two round trips a day.
Sometimes they try to carpool, but yes, one family does do it.
It sounds like to me, if I may infer, that where there is a will, there is a way.
That is very true, yes.
And that makes me think about commitment to Christian education. Mm-hmm. I'm asking a home run question for you. But
right.
Why would somebody drive an hour from Howell or from downtown Detroit, 1 hour to educate their kids when they can walk to the community school, or there is a bus that takes them, and I assume they don't pay for that education, except through
yes.
their taxes.
Yes.
So Christian education costs money, but it's an investment. Why would a parent drive and pay additional money to educate their children? What are the stories? What do parents say why they enroll their children here at Metro Junior Academy?
Well, I think it goes back to our mission statement. They want a personal relationship for their children, and they also want them to get a good quality education, but one that will prepare them for a life of service for Christ. So we used curriculum from the North American Division.
Seventh-day
Adventists. And we also have different programs like our Bible Labs, where we do outreach programs. And we do some things with the church and different things like that. We have an education Sabbath once a year where the whole school goes over and they put on a church service. But they want their kids to learn about Jesus. They want their kids to develop that personal relationship. So we have daily Bible classes, yes, but we also introduce Christ in all of our subjects, not just Bible.
So it's integrated through the whole curriculum.
It is, yes. And you never know when a Bible lesson's gonna crop up through the day. So you let the Holy Spirit lead.
And a wonderful thing, listeners, if you're hearing sounds in the background, this is during the school day.
Yes.
We're not in the studio at Strong Tower Radio in Cadillac, Michigan, which is almost 3 hours away. We are on site here at Metro Junior Academy.
Yes.
What else would you like to tell our listeners about Metro Academy?
Well, we try to offer a variety of things. We only have about 32 students on average. We have a K through 8 program. Mrs. Moore teaches grades K through 4 with a kindergarten aide, and I teach grades 5 through 8 and am principal. I also have someone come in, a part-time teacher, who comes in and teaches math. This year, our pastor's wife did it. Next year, we have a part-time teacher named Ms. Brummett who's going to come in. She teaches PE and music as well.
I hear music.
You hear music, and that's actually a volunteer, an eighth grade parent, who came in to teach the eighth graders a special music just for their graduation program. Yes.
It takes a village.
It does. So we really appreciate our parents who volunteer time as well. They come into the school, they help prepare lunches for our special programs and different things like that.
You know, I'm thinking about this. We're in the metropolitan area, and the people who are outstate maybe never been here. This is a busy suburb, very
yes,
busy.
Is.
There's some large office buildings, and there's retail areas. But here on this campus, you have kind of like this sanctuary.
It is. We have a pond in the back.
Pond on your school?
We have a pond. We see a small herd of deer every day, almost. 5 deer often come through the church parking lot and our school back by the pond. We've seen coyote. Yes.
Coyote? So, I don't even see, where I live, I don't see them too often.
We have seen them here and we caught them on our cameras outside our building too. So it's a lovely, we have 2 volunteer church members who come out and they garden around the pond, and they have created beautiful flower gardens around there. So the kids once in a while like to take a little short trip down to the pond and look at it and see all the beautiful flowers, gather the chestnuts. There's a huge chestnut tree that drops big chestnuts every fall, so they gather those. And yes, we have a lovely campus here with a nice field for recesses and PE and everything.
So you have this sanctuary, this park-like wonderful place from the cares of the world, from the video and the media and all those other things, in a Christian environment.
Yes.
And then you have instruction a place where parents can trust their children to teachers that have values that they agree to.
Yes.
Now, are all the students in your school of the Seventh-day Adventist Church?
No. But the staff has to be.
Right.
So every teacher has to be a Seventh-day Adventist. Everyone who teaches a class has to be a Seventh-day Adventist.
And the reason you do that is?
To be consistent.
And to maintain the core values of the school.
Yes.
Let's tell me about, we have many listeners here across the spiritual spectrum of no religion to a variety of religions. How do you create that welcoming environment for them?
Well, we try to respect one another. We teach the kids to respect one another. My classroom rules are actually taken from 1 Thessalonians, where Paul talks about how to get along with one another. And we go over that, how we're not supposed to seek revenge, how we're supposed to respect one another, respect those over you. And we try to just remember that. People come from different backgrounds, even within our own church. So we need to remember to be kind, respectful, listen to other people, and stick to biblical principles.
You know, it makes me think about that many churches have set up daycare centers, and they invite the community to come there because they know it's a good environment and good values. And I can see that also happening here at Metro Junior Academy. Tell me a little bit about some of the things you've done this year. We're coming towards the, you mentioned graduation.
We're 1 week away from today.
Yes.
1 week is, 1 week from today is our last day of school, and it's also our 8th grade graduation.
Wow.
Yes.
In fact, this is probably the best time because you, you can look back and so much has been accomplished during the school year. We may air this program not only preparing for the next school as parents try to make decisions for where our society. Just putting your kid in the school and sending him down the street, you need to know what is being instructed today.
That's right.
And there is many value, many people are trying to, organizations, individuals, different philosophies of life want to influence our children. And parents, we advise you to be very selective in what you do.
Absolutely.
It's not a passive decision, just send them down the street. So what has happened this year?
Well, we always start off with like a fun day, the first day of school, get acquainted with one another. We may play some games and do different things like that just to get familiar with the whole school together. We're kind of like a big family. And then one of our first big events is called Move-a-thon. We raise some money. We take them to Kensington Metro Park, and we go around one of the major lakes. It's about 8 miles around, and the kids bike it, and they earn money for each mile they bike. That's a huge event. We have parents come out, help prepare the meal. It's something we all look forward to because we spend the whole day outside, and they have station. We have stations every so often around, so they check in with us. We can keep track of the kids, know they're safe. They have to ride with an adult if they're little, or if they're teens, they can ride together. But they have to check in with us at each station. They can get a snack, and they have a lot of fun. That's our first big event that we kicked off with.
Field days were always the most fun ones. That was worth the whole school year.
Yeah. And then we have every year around Veterans Day, we have a Veterans Day lunch where we invite the veterans in our community and our church to come and eat a meal with us. So our home and school puts on a nice big meal. The kids have some entertainment for them. We decorate the gym, invite them to come in and eat together.
Do the kids get to talk to the veterans?
Oh, yes. Yeah, if they want to. Yes, they can. They invite veterans from their own families, too. So they're welcome to come. If they have a member who served, they're welcome to come and join us. So it's not just from our church, but anyone that the kids know, they can come. Yeah.
Do you have programs during the year?
We do. We have a Christmas program at Christmas time. We try to make it a big deal that involves the whole school, the music program. We offer chimes for grades 5 through 8 and choir for grades K through 4. So they are in it. We put on a Christmas play usually, costumes, the whole bit. So, and invite the community to come and join us in that. And then after that, on February 14th, Valentine's Day, we have what is called Grandparents Lunch, where we invite all of our grandparents or loved senior citizens to come on over and join us again for a lunch and a musical program that the kids.
It's multi-generational.
Have. Yes, yes. So we get it all in there, and they love having that too. Again, we meet in the gym and decorate and try to do something special for them. And then the Bible Labs too.
What is Bible Labs?
Bible Labs is an outreach program that we are supposed to do on about a monthly basis. Like my class has recorded or gone over to the nursing home across the street and done a Sabbath program where we coordinate with our church, Metro Church, and they put on a Sabbath program once a month where they go and have a little church service to the different levels in the nursing home. And so our classroom picks it up. We've done, like in the gym, we've made blankets to hand out to people. We've crocheted hats. We've put together kits. We have a sister school in Lapu-Lapu, Philippines.
Wow.
And one of our kids' parents, she went to Lapu-Lapu. And so when the school got hit by a bad storm and a lot of damage
in the Philippines,
She contacted us, and we've been raising money for kids to go to school there. This year, we put together a big, huge box of school supplies. We gathered school supplies, put them together in little kits for them to hand out, and they're going to be shipped out here at the end of this month and head over to our sister school. And once in a while, we get a video from them, so the kids love that. The last one had a little boy whose tuition got paid by the money we raised last year. And he was telling everyone thank you, and a chicken was crowing in the background, and they just loved it. Yes.
Well, I tell you, when we serve others, we never rise so tall as when we're serving others.
Absolutely.
Anything else that you have during the school year that you enjoy doing?
Oh, well, we have a lot of different things. We participate in the different conference events put on by Michigan Conference for the kids, where they go out to our church camp up in Grayling, Michigan at Camp Asabo. So our 7th and 8th graders go to LIFT, our 5th and
6th. And that's lifestyle
and improvement for teens, yes. Yeah. So they learn about making healthy choices for their bodies, physically, mentally, and spiritually.
You know, they've got to make that choice themselves.
Yes.
Yeah, the school can only control the environment when they're here presently.
Yes.
The parents do the best they can when they're in the home.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, once they leave that home,
yes,
you're preparing them for lifetime good choices.
Yes, and that's what they're trying. The conference works with us and provides this program, and the kids love it. It's one of their favorite events. And then the 5th and 6th grade get to go to something called outdoor education. So they go out there and they learn about nature. And Dr. Atkins puts together a program. Depends if it's in the fall, winter, spring. But he has a special project for them to do up there and learn about God and nature.
And they literally learn about scientific
mm-hmm.
methods
mm-hmm.
of biology.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they go out and take the temperature of water and do analysis
mm-hmm.
or thought patterns on that.
Yes, my kids made maple syrup this year,
oh,
so they got to
that.
Do that and taste it too. We had pancakes one day for
Ooh.
Breakfast with the syrup they made, so that was a lot of fun. Yes. Well, we also, the 8th graders also go to something called Teen Impact, which is for 8th, 9th, and 10th grade, but we have the 8th graders, so they go up and join for that too, and that's in February, at the end of February. So they get a spiritual program when they go up there at Camp Asabo, and it's a spiritual emphasis program, again, associated with outreach as well.
Sounds yes. like a lot of your extracurricular brings them closer to Christ.
Yes, well, that's the whole game. That's the whole point of it, yes, yes.
Then, of course, you have the graduation ceremony at the end of the year.
At the end of the year, and Education Sabbath is a big event for us where we may invite a speaker, we may speak ourselves. When we had a 9th and 10th grade, we used to have a 9th and 10th grade. When we did, the 9th and 10th grade class put on the sermonettes. This year we had to invite someone, but we put on the whole church program. So we do the prayers and the call to offering and the children's story and everything. So it's a special time to go over to the church and share with the church.
Tell you what, we hear that music in the background.
Yes.
How long can they wait for us?
Well, they've only had one practice.
Oh.
Believe it or not, this is their second practice.
Well, I thought, wow.
Yes.
Let's go check this out.
All
let's
right.
Just follow the sound.
Yes.
We're walking down that's kind of a T-shaped hallway
mm-hmm.
system. We're getting,
mm-hmm. right.
Let's go look. Oh, they're doing
thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
You're sounding great.
They're doing a good job.
They are.
Okay, let's go continue the tour. We just had to follow the sound.
Yes.
But how would you conduct the tour for our listeners here?
Well, I would take them to each of the rooms in the school. We have a library down at the end of
the
hall.
It's awfully quiet down there.
Yes, it is. Our librarian's out of town right now.
Okay.
But we do. We take the kids down there on a regular basis to pick out books and things because part of the language arts program is free reading where they are supposed to read.
Structured reading,
and they pick the book they want and they read it for a certain amount of time, maybe do book reports on them and things like that. But yes, reading is very important to education.
So we walked up the vertical through the lobby and we went to the left down there and we heard the tome chimes. The library's down also on that wing of the T. Straight ahead, what's
the
that?
Gym. Oh,
that's the funnest place in the whole building.
Yes, and during the winter months, this is very important because we have PE classes in here. And this is, you can see, we are set up for potluck for church. So
okay,
the church
tell us how big this building is. I didn't warn you for that question. But let's say it's about 60 feet wide. Mm-hmm. It's got a ceiling that's about 25 feet, enough that most basketballs won't hit the ceiling.
Right.
And then it's sound insulated.
Yes, we got speakers, a screen that comes down, and a stage at the one end of the gym where we put on our Christmas programs.
Absolutely. It looks like up there you might have the chairs up there for graduation, or
well, we actually
have it at church.
We have it at the church, okay. But we're going to have the reception this year in the gym. We have we have seven kids graduating from eighth grade. So
good. Now we're leaving the gymnasium, and that's the top of the T there, if it's lowercase T. And we have a classroom right here.
That's my classroom, grades 5 through 8, here.
Yeah, tell us about how many students do you have in here?
I have 18 students in
here
this
year.
Yes, next year's gonna be a little smaller because we're having a big eighth grade class leave. So
right. We're
gonna have somewhere around the neighborhood of 11 next year.
And when all these Strong Tower Radio listeners send their kids, you'll have 29.
Oh, let's hope so. Then we can get another teacher.
There you go.
We would love that.
So you got the traditional maps up on the wall. You've got the presidents. I mean, that's almost obligatory.
And,
you know, when I left school, not all those guys were up there.
That's right. I even had to make the last one myself. I scanned it and copied
it. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You did a fine job.
Well, thank you. And we have books for them to read and reference books for them. We have a TV that we can connect to with our laptops.
Right.
So any curriculum we have, like math, has an online component. So does social studies. I can show video clips and do different things with them. So we'll connect to the TV and work with them on that.
You know what? One sense I might share is that you can have all the basics, but it's really somewhat the curriculum, the students, the parents, and the teachers. That's what makes, and Christ.
We all have to work together. Absolutely.
Yeah. It makes a beautiful picture and a conducive environment. The child still has to make their own choice.
That's right. Now, on the walls, we had our Ed Fair just this last Thursday.
Education Fair.
The kids in my room did science projects where they did an experiment and a trifold. But this is their art project
here. I see a shark, and I see this big blue shark. Okay. Uh-huh.
And we made them life size. So these are the actual sizes of the sharks.
So apparently a blue shark is about 5 feet long, and it's about 18, 20 inches long.
And then there's the little tiny sharks that most people don't know about.
You can't hardly see. It's only about 4 inches long and about 1 inch tall.
And King through Four made these beautiful jellyfish.
It's a kind of a dome of clear plastic, and then streamers down with the string. This looks like a school of jellyfish.
Yes, and down here.
I hear some kids.
Yes, this is the K through four room, but if we go into the kindergarten room.
We don't want to miss this.
We don't. We can hear them singing in their choir.
Well, we just came to see your classroom. Yes. Could you tell us a little bit about what's going on? Your name?
My name is Marcia Moore, and I teach kindergarten through fourth grade. And we are doing some of the songs that we learned this year.
Wonderful.
These are the songs that we just got finished doing for Education Sabbath.
Okay.
And they're some of their favorites.
Could they sing one for us right now?
One of their favorites is the fruit of the Spirit.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
The fruit of the Spirit's not a kiwi.
The fruit of the Spirit's not a kiwi.
No, if you want to be a kiwi, you might as well hear it.
You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
The fruit of the Spirit's not a strawberry.
The fruit of the Spirit's not a strawberry.
If you want to be a strawberry, you might as well hear it.
You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
The Spirit's not a cherry.
The fruit of the Spirit's not a cherry.
If you want to be a cherry, you might as well hear it.
You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. Galatians 5:22-23.
Mrs. Moore and students, thank you very much for your song.
You're welcome. Can you say you're welcome?
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
Okay, God bless and thank you. And Mrs. Simons is going to tell us about this classroom. And
sure.
You guys keep practicing.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Bye now.
We have 14 this year in K-4.
Yes.
So, yes.
That's a beautiful classroom.
Yes. Weren't
there right there, is that a classroom?
It is. That used to be K-2. We're hoping to get that back. If we can get just a few more students, we're hoping to hire another teacher for K-2 and then have 3-5 and 6-8 again.
That's a beautiful, that classroom
yes.
is cheery. It's primary
it
colors.
It
has windows
all
and
over,
it's
yes.
large.
Yes, and it's perfect for little breakout stations and things for the lower grades. That's one of the nice things about our schools. We have beautiful windows in each classroom and it lets in a lot of natural light.
As we kind of wind mm-hmm. up our virtual visit,
mm-hmm.
what message do you have to our virtual visitors?
Oh, we'd just love for you to come by and visit us sometime if you're interested in Adventist education.
Or Christian education.
Christian education, yes.
Or value-based education.
Yes.
That's what the world is looking for.
Absolutely, yes. If you're interested in the address, our address is 15521 North Hagerty Road in Plymouth, Michigan, 48170. And our phone number is 734-420-4044. And our web address is www.metrosdaschool.org. Or you can also go to metroschooloffice@yahoo.com.
Mrs. Simons, thank you so much for the tour of Metro Junior Academy.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for coming.
I'm glad to be here. God bless. Until next time on the school tour on Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.